Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Veronica Rickert is out today. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up, people make fun of those online cat videos, but people keep watching them. Our guest tries to answer the question, why? What do we get out of it? First, Wisconsin's Assembly passed the $72 billion state budget early this morning, sending it to Governor Scott Walker for a signature. This afternoon, they also passed a ban on abortions in the state after 20 weeks of pregnancy, also sending that to the governor. Walker has said he won't announce his intentions to run for president until the state budget is signed. He'll be able to make that deadline, but it'll be a tight turnaround before his planned Monday announcement. Remains to be seen how he might change the document with his line item veto power. Walker has also said that he would sign that 20-week abortion ban if it reaches his desk. Well, now it will. Here with us to talk about the state budget and this abortion bill is Scott Walker, Associated Press correspondent covering Wisconsin state government. Scott, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about what changed, what hasn't changed in the budget. The Senate passed it earlier this week. Did the Assembly do anything different, or is this just a carbon copy of what went through the Senate?
No, the Assembly did not change anything. If they had, that would have required it to go back to the Senate, and that's not what anybody wanted to happen at this point. The Senate made a couple significant changes when they took it up earlier in the week. They did add in the repeal of the prevailing wage on local government projects. Prevailing wage is a formula that sets a minimum salary for construction workers on public projects. That got added to the budget. And they also repealed or took out a late addition related to the open records law that got a lot of attention. It had been added into the budget late last week in the last meeting of the Joint Finance Committee. There was an immediate and loud uproar, bipartisan objection to what amounted to a gutting of the open records law. And they quickly retreated on that. So the Senate made those changes, a number of other things they did. Didn't get as much attention or weren't as significant as those two, and sent it on over to the Assembly. And after about 12 hours in session, they passed it early Thursday morning around 12:40.
And there was an interruption there due to the bomb threat at the Capitol. Where were you, Scott Bauer, during the great bomb scare of 2015?
I was in the press room in the Capitol right outside the Assembly chamber. They announced that they were clearing not only the Assembly chamber and not only the entire Capitol building, but the entire grounds outside the Capitol, which was being populated at that point by people for the concerts on the square last night. So it was quite a scene as the police tried to clear both the grounds and the inside of the building, bring in bomb-sniffing dogs, clear the building and get everybody back in there. It was a process that took about 2 hours delayed debate a little bit. But again, yesterday in the Assembly was rather anticlimactic when it came to the budget debate because the Senate had taken it up first. Everyone knew that the Assembly was not going to change anything. So it was just a matter of waiting for that vote.
So the next step is for Governor Walker to sign this budget, maybe with some changes with his line item veto power. What's the buzz? Is there a thought that he might change much, or do you think, or is the thought that he'll take what they've given him and sign it as is?
You know, he's playing his cards pretty close to his vest when it comes to the vetoes. Most governors do, but most governors do issue a significant number of vetoes, some more consequential than others. I look back at the last budget, which was also passed with a Republican legislature, and I think then Walker issued 57 vetoes, somewhere around there. I wouldn't be surprised if you're in that range again this time. Typically, governors look at things that were added by the legislature that they disagree with. Sometimes they look at kind of scaling back or tweaking things that are in there as opposed to outright vetoing. And, you know, a lot of times you get things that are just kind of not even technical, but just things that are just trying to clarify maybe what had been done. There could be more substantial things. Again, he hasn't said yet what he intends to veto, but I think most people do expect him to announce those fairly quickly.
Yeah, with this presidential announcement scheduled for late Monday afternoon, early Monday evening, he would have to sign the budget by then to meet his goal to have the budget signed by that announcement. Is that normal to have one turned around that quickly?
And it has happened before, not recently. Governor Doyle, a Democrat, in 2007 and in 2009, released his budget vetoes with 2 days after the budget passed. So if Walker, sticks to that kind of timeline, you're looking at perhaps late tomorrow or Saturday, maybe more likely on Sunday, that he would put out his vetoes. Walker has signed two-year budgets since he's been in office, and both of those were a little bit longer turnaround. I think they were more like a week or 10 days. But you're right. I mean, he had been saying for a long time that he would not announce his presidential campaign until after the budget was signed. When it looked like the legislature wasn't going to get done anytime soon, he started to back away from that and said, well, you know, anytime after the budget year is over, which was June 30th, he'd make his announcement. But now he's got that window again to get it signed, get it done, get it out the door, and then he can put all of his attention toward running for president.
Talking to AP correspondent Scott Bauer about the latest action, mostly in the state assembly. And Scott, let's turn from the budget now to the 20-week abortion ban that passed earlier this afternoon. Again, probably a little anticlimactic. Did anybody expect this to not pass today?
No, it's a Republican-backed bill. There were no Democratic votes for it. It passed the Senate on a similar party-line vote earlier. It now goes to the governor. He has said he will sign it. And so that, you know, that appears to be where we're headed. I guess the only drama left to see on this is what kind of lawsuits get filed, which would seem to be inevitable with this type of legislation, which may hold up, when it takes effect. And there may be a question as to when the governor signs it, if he wants to do it concurrently with the budget, get it out there quickly, maybe have something he can talk about next week as he flies around the country. But, his support for the bill, he's made that clear. And so, again, like you said, there wasn't a whole lot of drama today. Everybody knew how this play was going to end.
Now, other states have passed similar abortion ban, late-period abortion ban legislation, usually under Republican control. Anything unique or that stands out about what has passed in Wisconsin's legislature now?
The one thing that got some attention throughout this debate is that there are no exceptions for the health of the mother or cases of rape or incest. The governor, the Senate Majority Leader Fitzgerald, had said that the governor told them that he would sign it that way without the exception. You know, the governor has talked about how he didn't care whether that was in there or not. So that's something, that's interesting, that's gotten some attention. Without knowing in detail what the other states' laws look like, I get the impression that Wisconsin's is fairly on par with those other laws.
And as you mentioned, lawsuits expected here. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel quoted some legal experts from across the political spectrum saying, as things stand now, this probably won't hold up in lower courts, could find its way to the Supreme Court. What are you watching for to see whether this thing is going to pass court muster as we move forward?
You know, it all depends on, who brings it, where the case is going to go, and things like that. I think, one point that has been brought up is that there are very few abortions in the state that fall within this time period. I think it's like 2%, something like that. So you're not talking a large number, but again, with this issue, as we saw with the previous law he signed related to admitting privileges for doctors to perform abortions, that was successfully fought in court. This one will be taken to court. The fight moves to another venue.
Scott, thanks a lot for joining us.
You bet.
That was Scott Bauer, Associated Press correspondent covering Wisconsin state government. So looking at the state budget and a 20-week abortion ban, both passed the assembly. They are on their way to the governor.